Tomorrow marks the start of the 54th Head of the Charles Regatta. Nearly 11,000 athletes from around the globe will row the 3-mile course on the Charles River, and hundreds of thousands of spectators are expected to watch. WBUR's Hannah Shinatry takes us onto the river to meet the volunteers working behind the scenes.
Rowers up and down the Charles are preparing for the race. They launch their boats before the sun is up, with bow lights casting red and green on the bridges they pass in the dark. Oars skim just above the surface before prying through the water. Coaches bark orders, telling groups of 8 and 4 to bring the pressure up. Push harder. Go faster. Drive. This weekend, in front of hundreds of thousands of spectators, rowers find out if they worked hard enough. The Head of the Charles is a bucket list race for rowers, from high school to college to veteran rowers in their 80s.
We are the largest two-day regatta in the world. It is a head race, meaning each boat goes off one at a time.
Courtney Wilson is one of two race directors for this year's regatta. Unlike Boston's other major race, the Boston Marathon, there is no purse or prize money for first place in the championship events. For every race, the prize is bragging rights and a medal.
It's such an iconic, amazing event. You know, the rowing is wonderful. It's beautiful. It's rower Christmas.
Every Christmas story needs a Santa Claus. And at the Head of the Charles, that role is filled by volunteers, nearly 2,000 of them. There are only 5 paid full-time staff members, so the volunteers do most of the work, managing almost every aspect of the race. Volunteer Karen Lai organizes backup timing at the finish line.
Do you have what you need? Do we have the equipment that we need? Do we have, you know, computers, tables, chairs? You know, all the stopwatches that need to be synced? Have their batteries been changed?
The volunteer positions are coveted by both rowers and non-rowers, and that makes it competitive to get a spot.
Unfortunately, you know, we do have to turn people away because it's so popular.
Race officials estimate about 40% of all applicants are turned away. Some of the crunch is due to a need for specialized skills. There are restrictions about who is eligible to run the starting line, and volunteer umpires have to know the race rules. But some of the tight demand is because of repeat volunteers. John Bourne has been volunteering for the majority of the race's existence.
I think this is my 38th year. I've been doing it for so long, it's just part of my life. To miss out on it would be terrible.
Come on, everyone, don't want to go on the spot. Hang on.
Bourne is working on the dock team this year. He's helping corral the groups of college students who build the extra docks needed to support the influx of boats on the river. The students drag heavy sections of dock down the bank towards the river, bolting them together into a floating mass 180 feet long. On this day, it's raining. But for Caleb Wilson, a sophomore at Boston College, it's worth spending a day in the mud.
Boston's our city. You know, we'd do anything to make the race of Boston a little bit better.
That love of the race is what drives most volunteers. Though, to be fair, they do get Brooks Brothers race jackets. For Karen Lai, who's been volunteering for 10 years despite only rowing for one, coming back is a point of pride.
It's hard to put into words, but it's just one of those things that it's so Boston and, you know, people love New England for the fall and I just feel like it's this like shared experience that you have in Boston.
For other repeat volunteers and athletes, the words come easily. In Boston, Christmas comes twice a year. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Hannah Schnatry.